This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, that's another lovely day. It's happening in the United States of America. Oh, more good news. Let me tell you. Again, the Lord said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. So when you look at the devil in the White House, you know exactly why he's there. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, we have Steffi. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well. You can go over to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean double E. You can also go over to our Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Wanted to let you know real quick as to what's going on across the boards from the East Coast to the West Coast, all the way from down south to Texas up to Minnesota. And, well, here it is, friends. Again, just keep in mind what I just got done telling you. The Lord said, regardless if you want to believe it or not, listen carefully because the facts are stubborn things, and it is raining judgment in America today. He will turn that nation into hell. Is that true? Well, look at the headline news today. Another outlet, conservative outlet, by the way. The Obama administration just proved how corrupt it is, and what they did will make you want to scream.
Just like now? I mean, because I wanted to scream many, I've screamed many times, you know, many years before this.
What Obama just did could prove he is trying to force Israel into committing suicide. You know what's funny about it? It's the conservatives that give these devils power in the first place by adding strength to tyranny, by acting again as if the government has, an authority to actually do the things that the conservatives say they do. Did North Korea really just threaten a nuke? To nuke these two government buildings? Headline news, friends. Conservatives now have a reason to be optimistic about November. I mean, listen to this.
Yeah.
I mean, making excuses for what we leave undone, say they. All right? I mean, it's as if to say that the 312 million people don't have the power to correct a small amount of corruption throughout the United States of America, right? But we also know a little leaving at the whole lump. So if you want to allow the leaving, then you're going to get a whole lot of leaving in the lump, and you're going to allow the foxes to spoil the vine. And guess what, friends? The foxes are spoiling the vine. Headline news, tired of Islam? Iranians ask, who is this Jesus? Okay, well, that's a positive. Headline news here, our president cannot deal with the Ukrainian situation. You think? Ukrainian armed forces score major victory and push separatists back. Oh, yeah, and here we come. We come back to Ronald Reagan. As I said before in the past, friends, it's interesting that the conservatives of the day, the pathetic pukes that they really are, it's interesting that it was told to me by a presidential candidate, Bradley, if you had Ronald Reagan in a room, the conservatives meeting, and you had Jesus walk in the room. He was dead serious. He said, Bradley, they'd go over and talk to Ronald and ignore Jesus. That's exactly right, and that's exactly why America is in the dilemma that America is in today. So, folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, and that is the reason why we go back to the Bible and the Constitution, because it is sure footing. As President Buchanan rightly said back in the early 1800s, he said there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. And why is that, Steph?
Well, the reason why that is, well, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution because it's sure. And the reason why we always want to have the mind of Christ is because it's just a terrible place to be.
Terrible.
Terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, this is Monday afternoon. Mondays are my least favorite days of the week. It's been kind of a downer day. I need a little pick-me-up, so I'm going to give you some fun facts to kickstart this Monday week, all right?
Did you see that lady at the grocery store who couldn't walk?
No, I didn't.
Because when you see her, you're having a great
day. Right, you're exactly right. Well, I'm going to hopefully get a little bit of sunshine, a little of smiles on some faces out there with just a few fun facts here, a smorgasbord of little fun things that you may not know. Did you know that Martin Luther King Jr. was originally named Michael,
yes,
like his father?
Yes.
When Jr. was 5 years old, his dad changed both their names to Martin, which is interesting. Now, speaking of Ronald Reagan...
Well, he probably identified the call of a prophet,
yep,
on his son.
Yep, Martin Luther, yeah, the great reformer.
And by the way, Martin Luther, the great reformer, was actually prophesied in by John Huss, who called him the Golden Goose.
Yep, that's exactly right. Now, speaking of Ronald Reagan, who you were just mentioning, did you know that he was the oldest person ever to be elected president at the age of 69? And he lived longer than any other former president ever has, dying at the age of 93. So although that was kind of like the issue of, well, he's kind of old, looks like he outlived all the former presidents to be...
Did you also know that, notice that he never had George Bush as his vice president in any personal
gatherings? Yep, never over at the White House.
Never wanted him,
no,
around, didn't like him.
Yep.
Rightfully
so. Questions about that. Now, how about Harry S. Truman? Do you know that he was the only president in this century who did not have a college education?
Wow, he's also the guy that said the buck stops here.
That's right. Yeah. You know, he said some good things. Do you think
he's got like a lot of deer over his house?
Well, speaking of deer, okay, I was going to skip this one because it's really kind of non-important. But since you said deer, I'll say this. Did you know, like, Calvin Coolidge had two pet raccoons?
What does that have to do with a deer?
Because you said an animal, and it reminded me of the raccoons. So I just decided to throw it out there. I knew I'd probably catch some cheese comment with that.
All right,
now here we go. During the Civil War, more soldiers died of disease than they did from gunshots and fighting, which
That's
is
right.
kind of interesting.
Revolutionary War suffered a lot of disease as well.
That's right. Yep. Now, in 1971, for all you smokers out there, did you know that cigarette ads were actually banned from television in the U.S.?
Just watching a documentary yesterday,
yep,
and interestingly enough, you couldn't drink in this country. You
couldn't
gamble in this country. That's when we used to fear God in this country, and that's why we were a free people in this country.
That's right, and now you can barely go to any restaurant out there that doesn't serve alcohol.
It's gross.
That's exactly right.
Have some slosh joker up there drinking and looking at the TV and looking around at everything that walks by him. It is gross.
That's right.
It's just absolutely gross.
That's right. We need to be sober, literally. Did you know that in 1933, all banks in the United States were closed during the week of March 5th through the 12th? And the reason why that was to keep scared people from taking all their money out. That reminds me of It's a Wonderful Life, and there was
wouldn't
the
Wouldn't that
run
be robbery?
Bank. Well, yeah,
if
you're closing it up.
The bank shut down and it's their money?
That's exactly
right.
Wow. It reminds me of It's a Wonderful Life when they were doing the run and all these people were coming to the bank because they were afraid that they were going to lose their money.
I'm sure there was due retribution for that.
Oh, I'm sure.
There was consequence, I'm sure, for that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Now, this is an interesting fact. Before 1913, the U.S. had no income tax. So all you people who lived, you know, before 1913 had a very nice thing going on.
That's a radio show, as a matter of fact.
That is a radio show.
A lot of weird stuff went on during the passing or the implementation of the IRS. Interesting
That's
stuff.
Very
that.
Much. And
a lot of folks didn't show up to vote it in, friends. Let's put it that way.
And one more fun fact. William Taft, who weighed 332 pounds, got stuck in the White House bathtub the first time he used it, and a larger one was ordered.
How did they get him out?
I don't know.
Olive oil or something?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is,
one you'd have to think about.
I bet. Probably got a 315-pound woman to pull him out.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people, so I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is, and you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By the way, friends, if there's any disputations at any time within your own process, your thought process, your heart process, give us a call. 612. I'm so sorry. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this dropped on me the other day after Saturday's radio show, and I just thought I would share this with you because, again, I want to get back to something that grace says, okay, so we can make distinction and bring forth clarity to the listener, that when we go to the New Testament, isn't it interesting how every once in a while you'll hear people say that, you know, the law is under the Old Testament. Well, okay, let me just kind of ride that out here for a minute. It's interesting that when you go to a movie theater, the last thing you'd want to do is see, if it was a part, you know, a two-part movie, just to see part one without understanding part two, or in this case, actually watching part two and not understanding what part one had to say or what that movie was about. Yet there's so many people in America in their stupidity and their ignorance, they believe that they don't need to understand the character of God, which really is spelled out in the Old Testament. Well, interestingly enough, when you go to the New Testament, it says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David. Who's David, if you don't know the Old Testament?
True.
The son of Abraham. Who's Abraham, if you don't know the Old Testament? And why would the New Testament start off naming the patriarchs from the Old Testament? Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren, and Judas begat Phares, and Zerah of Thamar, and Phares begat Esrom, and Esrom begat Amram. And it goes on and on and on and on. Why would it highlight the patriarchs from the Old Testament if the New Testament, in the New Testament, they didn't want us to understand?
Right.
Well, if you can't understand the Old Testament, how are you going to understand the New Testament? Because Christ fulfilled through the ceremonial law through the New Testament, which, by the way, he never abrogated the moral law. Okay?
That's right.
So in saying that, friends, if I go over to the book of John, speaking of what does grace say? Okay? When I go over to the book of John, it states this. It says, and John bare witness, this was John the Baptist, and cried, saying, this is he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Then he said in John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Okay, cool. Well, what does grace teach? What does it say? Does it abrogate the law or does it fulfill the law? Because I know that when we go into the book of Peter, it says, be ye holy as I am holy. Well, what is holiness? What is that all about if I don't understand Leviticus and I don't understand the Decalogue? I don't understand the Torah. I don't understand anything to do with the Old Testament. Well, then, you know, because when you read the Old Testament, it tells us that we're to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. That's in the Old Testament. So again, what does grace say? Well, when I go to the book of Titus, I can clearly see in chapter 2, verse 11, it tells us this. Clear is the nose on your face, friends. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, liberation from sin and bondage, has appeared unto all men, teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And what does grace say again when I go to Matthew 1:21? It says that he came to deliver his people from their sins, not to remain in their sins, nor are we in the book of Galatians actually supposed to, in any sense of the word, treat the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Now I'm going back to Titus 2:12. It says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us, buy us back through the atonement from all lawlessness and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of, you ready for this? Zealous of good works. Mm-hmm. I hate when people call me out for my hypocrisies. Well, that's what the Word of God does. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things, you ready for this? Speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.
Yeah.
Bradley, are you talking about the New Testament? Yep.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the New Testament here, friends. I'm not talking about the Old Testament. I'm talking about the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, when you're talking about how the law came by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, well, then I asked myself the question you were asking earlier. Well, who is Moses? Where did Moses come from? Moses came from the Old Testament. And in fact, it was Jesus who said in Matthew 5:17, he said, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Okay, yeah, and that's what we're talking about is what does grace say?
Yeah, it fulfills. And the thing is the Lord didn't come to do away with the moral law of God. No. He came to magnify and he intensified that law through grace. You know, if you look at Moses, who gave, you know, the Ten Commandments through the Lord, who said, thou shalt not commit adultery, Jesus in grace intensified and said, even if you look upon a man or a woman to lust after him in your heart, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart.
Okay, I'm in the New Testament. What does grace say? This will shut down all arguments, okay? 2 Corinthians 6, it says in verse 14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for fellowship, what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, sons of Satan, sons of lawlessness, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, an unbeliever, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols, for you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore God saith, in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. No, wait a second. I'm talking again, friends, about the New Testament here. When I go over to the book of James, what does it tell me? It tells me, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy to God. Wait a second. Guys, are we talking about the New Testament here? It sounds much harsher than the law. No, it's a fulfilling of the law. Not a lowering of the law, or a doing away, or an abrogating of the law, the way that you've been taught today, friends. No, as a matter of fact, on the contrary, Steph, you just brought up adultery. Mm-hmm. What about thieves?
Yeah.
Jesus said if your right hand offends you, he said cut it off.
That's right.
Okay, now what is he saying? He's saying that is the value of your soul, that's how far I will take it, saith the Lord. So when we understand, like for example, when you're talking about the seventh commandment,
yep.
Now I'm talking about the eighth commandment. Folks, we need to understand the severity of sin because sin will charge us a lot more than we want to pay, and it will always keep us a lot longer than we want to stay. So when we see a fulfilling of the law through Christ in grace, guess what? That's what the grace is for anyways. The law drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Where we put our faith in Jesus Christ and we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Only then and there will you understand grace, because grace is given to those that are dead in sin and in trespasses. So the life begins in Christ. All life is found in Christ, not outside of Christ, not in the works of the law, neither, by the way, friends, for those that are nitpicking, straining at the gnat while they're swallowing the big camel. No. We do works because grace wrought good works through us for the glory and the purposes of God, and why he established grace in the first place, because of his mercy. Boy, I hope I was
clear on that. It's like you said, grace is an intensification, because the Lord not only goes for your actions, but he goes for your intents. Why you do what you do. You're going to have to give an account for every idle word that you speak. You can find that in Matthew 12:36. Every thought that you have, you'll have to give an account thereof on the day of judgment. So it's no longer just what you do. It's the thoughts of your heart, the meditations of your heart. Like when we're going back and talking about the difference between, you know, lusting, as it was intensified in grace, the Lord is looking at the condition of your heart. The Bible talks about, while man looks at the outward appearance, God looks upon your heart. So when we're talking about grace, grace is not an excuse to do whatever you want to do.
And opposite.
Oh, God's grace will just cover me. No. Grace is there to empower you by the Holy Spirit to overcome your sin.
Well,
not
keep in
to
mind.
Get
yeah, that's
it.
Right. Yeah. In the book of Acts, it says that the Holy Spirit is given to those that
believe.
Obey.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and if I obey, it's not hard to obey that which I love, right?
Right.
Or who I love. And that's really what it comes down to. Again, what does grace say, friends? That's all I want to answer today. I want to ask the question, what does grace say? And I want it with a question mark, and I want to give you an exclamation. Let's take it to the heart. Let's take it to the actions. Just for an example, real quick, I'll put a little salt on your tongue before we take this break, and I'll get back to you on the other side of this next break. It's interesting that how many people profess their Christianity, but out of the abundance of their heart, their mouth speaks vileness, corruption in every sense of the word. Yet the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, it says, I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Okay? Let's go to the heart. Let's go to the action. Again, friends, the show is, what does grace say? Let's answer that. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what grace says. You know, during the break I was pondering, where does grace justify a man committing sin willfully?
Never.
Never, nowhere. So we need to put the question to the question that when we hear that preachers say, well, you know, we're covered by the grace, which again is a misunderstanding. Get the definition, Webster's 1828.
Definition of grace is this. Divine influence or the influence of the Spirit in renewing the heart and restraining from sin.
Oh,
that's right. Not committing the act and then, oh, I got grace.
Well, here, really.
Doing it.
You know you are who you hang with, and yet Scripture tells us in the book of Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed?
That's right.
Okay. If you have a clean robe on, why would you want to hang around people that are hanging out in the mud?
You wouldn't.
Exactly. Okay. What comes out of the heart that's renewed by the Spirit of God? It's not corruption. It's purity. It's holiness. It's righteousness, goodness, and truth, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ. Answering the question, friends, what does grace produce? What does it say? Well, when you go to the New Testament, again, friends, you can see right before the break, I had said that it's interesting how many people you get around, they profess that they're Christians, and yet what comes out of their mouth is contrary to the things of the Spirit that they say they're born of. So it sounds like they're fraternizing with the enemy, yet they say they're born of the Spirit of God. And again, Scripture tells us that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And then again, Jesus said, he that saith I know him and keepeth not my commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Well, the first place you need to go, friends, is have a conversation with someone and see how far the Christianity goes.
Yeah.
Because in the first 5 minutes, you're going to see what they're all about. Pure religion and undefiled is this. I'm sorry, let me go over to James 1:26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. It's worthless. It's empty and it's worthless. What about the actions of those that are born of the Spirit of God? Because we're answering, what does grace say? Well, if you go to Romans 12:1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Listen carefully. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there that call themselves Christians that they like to smoke. I want to say this. This is just where I'm being led to go right now. Well, it's interesting that if God wanted you to smoke, you'd put a chimney on the top of your head. Now, it's interesting that you can justify the fact that you smoke, but let me say this. If your life is shortened 20 years like my mother's was, and she died of emphysema, don't tell me I didn't tell you. The bottom line is the Bible says that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit, right. And I don't see anywhere Jesus hanging around with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
And you shouldn't defile your temple.
That's exactly, in any sense of the word. We can go to sexual sin. Yep. This is just where I was led.
Yep.
Okay? So when we look at, again, what's going on in the New Testament, I don't see where Scripture in the New Testament or in the Old Testament justifies sin anywhere. If you can show me that, preacher, can you give me a call? Because there's a whole lot of people across the country that want to hear how you justify your preaching of a lawless grace.
You know, I've got a great scripture.
1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
I got a great scripture verse that goes along with that very topic of what you're talking about. Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace.
Oh.
So it should not have... Let me just say that again. That's just really good.
I want to add something.
Romans
I want to
6, 14,
that
do that. Yeah. So for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace.
Okay, so wait a second. So if they remain in sin, it means they've never been brought to Christ.
That's right.
Wait a second. By the way, this is common knowledge preaching concerning our forefathers, our ancestors, our, let me say it this way, the preachers of the day during the Revolution, during the 18th and 19th centuries, friends. This was common knowledge, not to commit sin in any sense of the word. Do not violate God's moral law. Right during the intro of the radio show today, what were we talking about? Back in the 30s, you couldn't drink in this country.
Yep.
Back in the 30s, you couldn't gamble in this country. See what happens when you open the doors to hell, friends? It quickly consumes,
yep,
doesn't it?
How many people have been killed by drunk drivers? How many people have been killed doing all these different things that we used to shut the door on in America? Well, listen, no, we can't drink. You can't. In 1970,
shut the door,
keep out the devil. That's right.
Shut the door, keep the devil at the night.
Even in our intro, too, in 1971, cigarette ads were banned from television. How many people have died of emphysema, of cancer, lung cancer? I mean, you name it.
Liver failure.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's one of the analogies that I use in the class, too, when we do school and high school assembly programs. I ask the girls when I do the girls' class, I say, how many of you would pay me money, your hard-earned money, to put wrinkles on your face? They're like, well, of course not. Well, how many of you would pay me money to possibly give you cancer? And the answer is, no, are you crazy? Okay, how many of you would pay me your money to make you smell bad or cause your teeth to brown and yellow out? And they're thinking, no, smoking to me is one of those things I just cannot understand. You're paying your hard-earned money on your own willfully to possibly end up killing yourself.
Yeah. 1-866-233-0747. I was told a while back, let me say it that way, of how a preacher told me, I'm getting phone calls concerning you, Bradley, because of the way that you preach grace. And while I'm on the radio and I'm giving you the phone number, and at any time you can call in and show everybody how I'm supposed to preach grace, but I can see grace and what it preaches here. I think what the problem is people don't understand the price paid for redemption. I think that's the problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand that it's not silver and gold that we've been redeemed with by the tradition of our fathers, as it says in the book of Peter. We've been redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ, without spot or blemish. You see, there's been a high price paid for our freedoms. See, these preachers, might I add, friends, I'm just going to go down this road for a minute. These preachers remind me of those that are sent to war, and they fraternize with the enemy. They're friends with both sides. And it just doesn't work that way. I mean, these are the kind of people today that if they were preaching the grace that they're teaching today and preaching today, back in the 40s, they would have been laughed out. Back in the 50s, they'd have been laughed out of the pulpit. Back in the 60s, they wouldn't have been allowed to preach from the pulpit's friends. These are the kind of people that remind me that would go to, for example, let's go over to Arlington Cemetery just so I can give you a natural analogy here. You know, after 1944 and 405,399 men and women died to give us what we have today through their sacrifice, namely the freedoms that we have, for some reason these people think that they're free to go ahead and fraternize with the Germans that killed our brothers and sisters in the first place, to give us what we have. They think it's okay to go over there and mend ways with them and hang out and be buddy-buddy with them back in with a swastika around them.
Mm-hmm.
They would go to the funerals. This is what this is like. These preachers of the day are like those back in the 40s that would take a swastika, a flag, wrap it around themselves and go to the funerals of the men and women that died to give us what we have today.
Right. And they're not helping.
That's the furthest. Yeah. Folks, it would not be tolerated. You couldn't even do that today. Folks, you can't even go to Arlington Cemetery today and walk on the grass the wrong way. Because those soldiers understand the price of the freedoms that have been given unto them. They do not tolerate any disrespect whatsoever concerning, well, namely the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Or anywhere in Arlington Cemetery. You do not disrespect the graves of the fallen. Why? Because they realize that they gave themselves for what we have today, freedom.
That's
they
right.
Got to guard freedom. And so should we. So should we in the body of Christ. But they've got it completely backwards. We're talking about what does grace say? What was your quote?
Yeah, I was going to say a couple different things. It's like, you know, and those preachers who preach a false grace, even though their congregants might love them now because it's all fluffy.
You notice how they love
the,
you notice how they love the preacher? But when you give them scripture, they don't want anything to do
right,
with scripture.
Right. Well, my pastor says
That's why they call the pastor, right. Because they themselves don't know the word. They, for some reason, believe that they're going to take themselves to their pastor's sleeve and get into heaven because of him for some reason.
You know, that's such a good point, too, because when we stand before God on Judgment Day, we stand before God alone. We are accountable alone. We have the Bible in the Bible alone, and Jesus Christ and his word and his authority as the rock upon which we rest. And so when you're going back and saying these people, although they might love their pastors now because they feel good every Sunday, you know, it's like this encouraging service that these pastors are doing.
10,000 chances.
Yeah, these pastors are doing their congregants a disservice hugely by making them feel that they're okay when they're in truth, they're the furthest thing from it. And they're going to go their whole lives thinking everything's good.
That's
when
right.
they stand before Judgment Day, they're going to learn the different story. Now,
not
is that
on
true
Judgment
love?
Day, that's right.
Exactly.
Well, the point is, no, it's not true love. And the fact of the matter is everybody's got the same Bible,
right.
And it's the preacher's job, first and foremost, to slay sin, not to play games with sin. And the other thing is they sit there with a smile on their face and they speak lightly of sin, if they ever do, as they're condemning the law of God, which Scripture tells us in Isaiah 8:21 that if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. You're exactly right. There is no light in them.
Right.
And they're preaching a dark, false gospel, and it's also interesting to note that it was J.C. Ryle that rightly said that without the cross, the gospel is a dark book.
Yep.
They're not preaching the cross.
That's right.
They know nothing of the cross.
That's exactly right.
And they live accordingly.
And we were talking, too, about the fact of, you know, we need to strive against sin. You know, in Hebrews 4:16, the Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The Lord is not going to give you more than you can handle. If you are struggling against something in your own life, you have to have enough sense to say, "Lord, I cannot do this without you. Give me your grace. Give me your strength to overcome. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony." The Lord is going to empower you as you cry out to him. But most people, I think they fall short. They just succumb and they say, well, the grace of God is there to cover me. Christians are perfect, just forgiven.
Little click club.
Yep.
Folks, we're going to come right back. What does grace say? Let's answer that. If you'd like to jump in, please do, friends, because I don't want emails and I don't want Facebook texts. I don't want all of that stuff or phone calls after the radio show. You complaining about what something that was said today. No, I'm giving you scripture in context, friends. What does it say? Go ahead, you answer it. 1-866-233.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Joe Messina here from The Real Side with Joe Messina. You have to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean is one of our real warriors in proclaiming the truth to all Americans. He's not ashamed to reveal the truth about our founding fathers, their relationship to God, and how they saw the growth of this country. If you don't listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, you will be uninformed. Don't be uninformed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
So what does grace say? Answer us, Grace. Revelations 20:11-14, it says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to what? Their works." Ah, friends. Grace tells us that we're, you know, a peculiar people. We're purified. Jesus is doing a work into us to do what? Good works. But we're told, no, we don't have to do the works. And guess what? 78% of the population that profess their Christianity, again, they act accordingly. They do nothing but profess. And what does grace say? You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. What does grace say? You know, I like what Grace says through the great reformer Martin Luther. He said, the man that longs to be freed from sin, he's the man that's ready for judgment day. Not the other way around. not the man that's looking for an excuse to commit sin and stay in his sin. And yet that's what you see from the 78% of the professed Christians in America. They're looking for an excuse and excuse to stay where they're at rather than to get out of and be empowered by grace to get out of sin. Now, they love where they're at. They love to indulge. See, they want a God that looks just like them. They want a God that's okay with partial obedience rather than full obedience. How many people in this planet, on this planet, would be okay with a kid that said, well, you know what, Dad, I'll be obedient over here, but I'll be disobedient over there? How would that fly with Daddy or Mommy?
It wouldn't fly at all.
It wouldn't. No, but that's, again, what we're being taught today through the pulpits, through these whores. And that's exactly what they are. They're hirelings. And they could have the gifts all day long, friends, but I'll tell you what, the fruits of their life line up to completely, they ally themselves with lawlessness. Let me tell you this. In the book of 2 Timothy, it says this in chapter 2, verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Huh. Here, let me say it this way. The law detects, grace conquers. That's liberating.
Yeah.
The law detects, grace conquers. Augustine said that.
Yeah.
He's exactly right. Let me finish this. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also useful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. Folks, the fact of the matter is, there's a lot of people in sin in the that sit in the congregations that don't know the difference because their pulpits are not preaching such things. But again, I want to remind the people in this country, you have the same Bible.
That's right. They're without excuse because you can say, well, listen, my pastor never told me that. Well, did your pastor need to open up the Bible for you? That's why it's so important to know the word for yourself, because you're not going to know if what your pastor's saying is right or if it's wrong. He could be the nicest guy in the world. It doesn't matter. The point is, what does the Bible say? If your pastor preaches in accordance to the word of God, then praise God, you got a good pastor. If what your pastor says is contrary to the word of God, who are you going to believe, your pastor or the Bible? The sad part is so many Christians don't even open up, well, professed Christians, because they're in truth not Christians, don't even open up their Bible at all to even know what it says. How are you going to follow God's commands if you don't even know what's in there? You can say, oh, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord. Well, listen, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So if you don't even know what's in there, you're going to have no clue what it is to mean the difference between law and grace. And I think that what you said earlier just kind of sums up the whole show. The law detects, grace conquers. It's the ability to overcome, not succumb.
It doesn't get any more clear than that.
That's right.
But yet you'll see these people, they will fight you tooth and nail, and they'll say things, and they'll say, you know what they do, friends, is they say it to everybody, but to the person that they're supposed to say it to.
Right.
And that's how they work.
It's so very
that's why they call
exactly
their pastor that preaches a false grace, because they want to be assured in their sins that they're okay, rather than, again, finding out for themselves that it's not okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I want to say, for those of you who are listening and say, listen, I've said this so many times, it's like going to church every time I turn on the Sons of Liberty, which it should be. We're here to feed the flock, to feed the sheep, and we're here to give you the word of God and not our own word. But for those of you that say, listen, I want to be doing, I know during these summer months it's easy to kind of kick back a little bit and kind of, you know, loosen your grasp. Listen, we need to take hold no matter what time of the year it is, and make sure that we are keep fighting the good fight of faith, rolling forward, because the wickedness never takes a day off. And these radical agendas, they never take a day off. So we need to make sure that we're going forward. So I want to say, for those of you who would like to have an opportunity to be able to join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can make a donation, which helps us to go out and do just that. If you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, which what that means is every month you give what you can, and that helps consistently and faithfully support the foundations of this ministry so we can catapult from there to go out and seek and save that which is lost. If you'd like to hear this message in your own community, if you'd like to book Bradley Dean, we are booking right now September, October, November. You can go ahead and call our offices at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And this week we're highlighting for our product of the week, the School of Hard Knocks Pocketbooks by Bradley. It's a great, awesome thing. It's a five, you get 10 for $5 donation. information. It's a great witnessing tool. Check them out at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We got David from California. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, sir?
Oh, howdy, Bradley. Yeah, I was actually kind of more interested in the idea of grace. If we're born into God's property, God owns everything, the whole wide world. If we're born into God's property, to me, the issue of grace is how we personally are dealing with God's property and everybody else around us. You know, are we being stingy with God's property by, you know, if we're seeing these immigrants having to flood across the border, are we being stingy with God's green earth? Are we you know, when we see a polluter poison a river, mm-hmm. are we seeing them abuse God's green earth? When we allow starvation, are we abusing God's green earth? When people can't grow a crop of their own, they can't walk across land that's owned by corporations thousands of miles away. You know, we're seeing, you know, like Hobby Lobby is pretending to have morals, but they actually own shares in the various contraceptive companies that they don't even want to provide. So there are various phonies that are pretenders to the throne. They're mockeries, you know, and the idea that a corporation, a non-living thing, can pretend to be Christian, that to me is some layers of blasphemy, because it's God's green earth. And as a matter of fact, this whole thing going on there in the Middle East, the idea that the Holy Land, there are actually very Orthodox Jews that don't believe that Israel is the Holy Land, because they know that God owns everything. So how can God say that one part of it is more chosen over the other? How is the North Pole less God's green earth or God's earth than the equator? So there are people that are abusing God's land
Here, David, just for the sake of time, yeah. We got about 2 minutes. Will you answer what grace says to you so I can get some clarity? Because you're saying a lot in the short amount of time that we have. But what is grace to you?
You
explain it to me. Yeah.
You know, if we're if God owns everything, and God say the landlord, and you've got a building manager, an apartment house, the building manager, how they treat the other tenants is the act of grace.
But does not grace, law to the proud, grace to the humble. So if someone violates the standard of that building in which the manager is accountable, there are still rules of right and wrong that are permissible. So for me to rebuke someone, it's just like this. When people say, well, God is love, that's true. But keep in mind, it was love when Jesus rebuked the religious hypocrites. And it was also Jesus, and it was love, God's love through Jesus that healed the sick and showed grace to those that were repentant. So there's a balance to all of this, and for me to go back into that building situation, law to the proud, grace to the humble. It's really that simple.
Yeah, and I think you were saying a lot here, David, all wrapped up in what you were saying. I think it sounds more like you're saying, well, do unto others as you'd have them to do unto you.
Amen.
I do have to say, when you're talking
which
about...
Which is a fulfilling of the law.
Exactly. Yep. And when you're talking about, you know, illegal people crossing the border or being stingy with God's, you know, earth that he gave us. Well, it's not a matter of being stingy. It's a matter of obeying the law and not having people disregard the law to come into our land.
There were so many different things.
Yeah, it was like, we're going this way, then we're going this way.
Illegals, I think they've already told on themselves. If they're coming in illegally, well, then we need to maintain the law, and we need to manage the apartment building and say, oh, no, you don't. You've broken the law. You're not coming into this country that way. Folks, if you open the door to lawlessness and you have illegals come in illegally, what kind of a future are they laying for their children? And let me ask you, what kind of a future are you laying for your children if you tolerate illegals to come into this country in the first place?
And the thing is bottom line, we all need to do unto others as we haven't done unto us, but we're not going to break God's law in the process.
That's right.
We're going to follow that law. That's doing unto others.
And what's the first thing he said? That thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is namely like unto this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And what is this? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Be right back.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.